Now that the fighting in Iraq is mostly stopped and we can think of other things without feeling guilty, many people are thinking about vacations. Maybe vacation plans postponed by the war. Maybe vacations that were put on hold until we could once again feel excited about leaving home. Airlines could certainly use your business if you're planning a trip, but some people are still reluctant to fly, so maybe that just means a different kind of adventure, a train journey or a car trip. Every summer, as soon as school was out, we would set off from New Mexico for Oklahoma and our cousins, sometimes in two cars, ours and my spinster Aunt Hester's. This served two purposes: splitting the children cut down on backseat battles, and there was a child with a sense of direction in Hester's car to remind her to make that crucial left turn at the courthouse square in Seminole. Then on to Oklahoma, passing through Texas towns with names we loved, Idaloo, Rawls, Maybell, then over the Red River to Waurika. If you are hitting the road this summer, please consider the nation's capital. Lots of big roads and some lovely little ones come in this direction. We have parks and shining marble monuments and presidents' houses, the White House, of course, the much more beautifully located home of our first president, George Washington, on high ground at a bend in the Potomac. And the Potomac itself is quite something, wide and tree-lined. In the silvery early morning light, boats rowing on the surface of the river appear to be skimming across the surface of an enormous saucer of milk. Jefferson's Monticello is half a day away. James Madison's beautiful hilltop Montpelier is even closer. Historic battlefields are all around us here. This summer is the centennial of flight. The Air and Space Museum is a must-see. The work of Jean-Antoine Houdon is at the National Gallery. Check out what the Founding Fathers really looked like. Think of Jefferson on the nickel. That's Houdon. The Museum of Natural History can set the minds of children racing on treasure hunts for diamonds the size of coffee cups. And then there's the real deal Old Glory, still there in the rocket's red glare. By the way, if you're here July 4th, you'll see fireworks like you've never seen before. And since this city has no skyscrapers, you can watch from lots of places. Washington is a city where many important things happen. But it's also your shining city on the hill, filled with entertaining things to do. And if the locals can live at ground zero all day every day, you can stand it for a week, right?
Come away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile. Down the road of life we'll fly, automobubbling, just you and I. To the church we'll swiftly steal, then our wedding bells will peal. You can go as far as you like with me in my merry Oldsmobile. No backseat driving in my merry Oldsmobile.